Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Wayne County Cattlemen's Association was recently approved by the State Ag Development Board for a project to utilize $20,000 in county ag development funding. It's for a county cost share program for farmers to raise calves that meet CPH, precondition for health standards, and that are age and source verified. Wayne County Extension Agent Glenn Roberts.
We haven't been able to do something like that because of the size of our stockyards, because we had a very unfortunate situation in that our local stockyards burned down, but it was small, and Bluegrass Stockyards came in and built in the adjoining county a large enough facility to have a CPH sale.
When I talked with them, they were still dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but will soon allow farmers to apply.
There'll be an application, and there is a survey that the Governor's Office of Ag Policy has developed that determines basically the ranking. If we have more people apply than we have funds, then there's a scoring sheet on that survey that they fill out that will tell them, when we get done with that, we can tell them whether they have been approved or whether they'll be on the waiting list.
Basically, the CPH process is a prescribed procedure for weaning and health practices that give young calves a better start. At CPH sales, the calves can be sold in larger, commingled groups, typically drawing a little more at sale time. We'll be right back.
We're the Paul family from Paris, Kentucky, and we're in the cattle business.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky. It's important to us that we raise our children in a farm setting. It's important that they learn the values learned on a farm. And most important, we're very proud of producing food for consumers. And a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Wayne County Extension Agent Glenn Roberts says they're basically in uncharted territory utilizing ag development funds for a county CPH program, but basically it'll work like other local committee projects.
It'll be a 50-50 cost share thing, up to $20 per animal for the vaccines, and individual farm labor will not be included on that, but veterinary labor will be if they have a veterinarian do the entire thing. We have a $2,000 limit per person, so the ones that get accepted could spend up to $4,000 and get $2,000 back. That would be 100 calves, and a lot of our producers are much smaller than that, so we'll have a lot of people that will not avail themselves of that full $2,000. A lot of them be $400-$500 range, most of them.
We'll check back with Roberts in a few weeks to see how the project works. He anticipates the first resulting CPH sale in late fall or next February. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.